The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Damien Dempsey, I'm delighted to say, is with me in studio. Damien, it's a real pleasure. Thanks for coming into us.
Thanks for having us, Kieran.
It's a busy enough summer ahead. You've got an electric picnic at the end. Well, I say the end of the summer. It's in August, the middle of August. You're in the Ivy Gardens, then your own gigs in July the 19th and 20th. Yeah. And then before all of that, next weekend, Night and Day. Is this the first kind of festival of the summer, that Night and Day one for you?
Would you believe it's the first time I've ever played in Roscommon?
No way.
I've never been asked before. And so to go there and start a headline the festival on the Saturday night is just a huge thing, you know. So, and I'm just going to be looking around at I know there's great history there, you know. Queen Maeve was from there apparently, and Douglas Hyde, and, you know, Matt Malloy and the Chieftains, and there's great history there, you know, great Irish history.
So you're really into that, are you?
Yeah.
All Irish history?
World history as well, yeah. History, you know, just history in general.
Because I know, say, the Songs and Stories thing, which is another initiative that you kind of got involved with. Actually, sorry, before I ask any questions about it, maybe tell just people who don't know about it, what is it?
Sure, it's myself and a teacher and an activist from Galway Community College, Philip Cribben, who's a great man from out there, and Camille Crowley, his partner. We're trying to do initiatives to get kids off their phones, you know. We're doing song contests for the schools and that and stuff like that, and... So I was just talking one day saying, I come from the sing-song tradition, you know, both sides, we always got together and just sang songs, you know, just a cappella. So I just would love to see that being carried on, you know. So and Philip just said, we should, you know, try and get the schools, you know, to do this, and pensioner groups and women, men groups, you know, and, you know, groups in recovery, any groups around the country could, and families could be, you know, encouraging their own family to do it, you know, half an hour a week. Tell a story, sing a song, tell a joke, you know, act out a bit of a play, whatever you want to do, you know, just get people off their phones and just, because we have an ancient tradition of the sing song, it goes back to Gaelic Ireland, so I think it'd be a crime to lose that, you know.
And do you think that there is a renewed interest in all of that sort of, that maybe kind of inheritance in Gaelic Ireland and folk history and all of that?
Yeah, I think the young people are... So many more of them are speaking, trying to learn the Gaelic now, and you know, there's groups singing us Gaelic, there's rap groups singing us Gaelic.
Yeah, I know, it's
grass. It's the kneecap boys, and there's a big folk revival with Lisa O'Neill and Lankham, and you know, groups like the Mardy Wallopers and that. You know, there's a big resurgence in the culture, which is so heartwarming to see. You know,
yeah, it's funny. Owen Colfer was in here last week. We have a slot, you know, the bookshelf, and people pick their favourite reads and things. And in our conversation, he was making the point, and I thought it was a point well made, that you ask most people in the street in Ireland, and they could probably tell you more about kind of Greek or Roman mythology than they could about Irish. You know, they'll know who Zeus is and Apollo and Perseus and Heracles and all of this. If you ask them who the Tuatha De Danann are, they might say, just weren't they a musical group?
That's right. I think we need the more programs in our schools being taught our history properly. You know, I think they didn't really teach me a lot of Irish history, because when I was growing up, there was the war going on like 90 miles away, so they were afraid to teach us any of the Irish history. I think, you know,
it just complicated it for everyone.
In case we choose to avoid this. But I think they need to teach it now again, and just make the children just proud of where they're from, I think, you know.
And how then do you think that helps, say, kind of social inclusion as well? Not just social inclusion, but like including kind of new communities as well in Ireland. You know, people who've moved here, or the children of people who've moved here, to kind of tap into a sense of where they're now living, what's now their home.
Yeah, that's what, when we done St. Cullum Killa School in Dunamead there, the teacher, Isabel Brennan, she was great. She got all the children from all the class to ask their parents or grandparents for stories, you know, so there was stories from Ukraine, Nigeria, all over, you know, and some of the kids sang bits of their own traditional songs. So it's just a collective big sing song where people sing bits of their heritage, you know, and be proud of their heritage, you know, wherever they're from, you know. I think that's what the sing song is, all inclusive, you know.
Yeah, because that's important, isn't it? Because I guess the fear some might have with a project like that, not fear, I don't want to say, but you know, the trepidation is that it becomes a bit exclusionary. Like it's kind of just, sorry, this is an Irish thing, and unless your roots go back in this country, you know what I mean? No. You have no ownership to this.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. But I've travelled the world playing music, and I always try and get a sing song going. I always say to people, give us a song your granny sang, wherever they're from, you know, or your dad sang, or, you know, the sing song has no rules, there's no boundaries, you know.
Tell us a bit about the Abbey show as well earlier in the year.
Yeah, that was amazing, Kieran. That was very special. I just wrote a ton of stories about what I remember from Ireland and, you know, what my school days were like, and why I got into music, and Conor McPherson just got a hold of the stories and, you know, just edited them, and he just knew where to use them and where to use a song, and what he came up with was incredible, you know. So we won the Abbey and sold it out for, it was amazing. They sold the National Theatre out for 20 something nights, you know. So we'll do that again next year in New York.
In New York?
I've run in New York, in Manhattan, and bring it around the country, I'd say, as well, to Cork and Galway and Wexford and, you know, Derry, Belfast and all the majors.
What, you know, someone like yourself who's no stranger to walking out on stage, what's it like walking out, say, into the Abbey or somewhere? Maybe an added bit of pressure, is there?
There was a bit of pressure, yeah. But so I was kind of terrified, and I looked into the audience, you know, and you could see lots of people, like, you know, you could see, like, Donald Gleeson and, you know, started Cillian Murphy and the Mike Scott and all this. You could see that, going, Jesus, they had all the... all the sort of stars there for the first night, you know, so it was terrifying. But I always said life is nothing without challenges, you know, so it's, you have to just face your fears, and, you know, you always feel amazing after it. If you're terrified before something, you do it, you feel incredible after it, you know.
Because that's, I guess, one thing that people might think about you is that there is this continual evolution, isn't there, to what you're doing? It's not
absolutely.
I was going to say, not just kind of the ballads and stuff. I know you're kind of a new album on that front coming out next year, and that's obviously the strength, and people will know you so well for that type of music. But there has to be new stuff. I get the feeling.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
It does. I have to be doing something. They're going to write a book now. The publishing company want me to do a book for them, and the new album there, it's a double album, we have 16 songs, that's all original songs that I wrote, but it's a different direction, the songs are, you know, but they sound a lot different. I don't know, I'm just using the softer part of my voice a lot more, you know, and I suppose hopefully maturing like a fine vino, you know.
Exactly. What's the book going to be?
I'll just around the songs, and just I've travelled the world, so wherever I go, I talk to people and I ask them questions, you know. I want to know about what they know, and I want to try and get some of their wisdom, and so I've lots of wisdom that I've learned from people around the world, so I'm going to go into the book, you know. Things that will help people, I think, you know, through life. And yarns and all, good funny stories as well, you know. I've saw lots of them as well.
Has all of that accumulation of wisdom, of other people's wisdom and being exposed to it, like, how much has that changed you as a person and an artist?
I suppose it's made it easier for me to help people, I suppose, you know, with the music, with some of the messages that I have, some of the lyrics that I have in the music. It's helped me to help them, and people tell me, you know, all the time, which is great.
Yeah.
If I can just help people through life, give them hope, and make them feel better about themselves, have a bit of self-love, and that's a big thing for me in the music.
And then, well, let's get back down to the music, because I guess despite all those extra projects, books, and you've got new albums and the show in the Abbey and bringing it to New York and the songs and stories in the schools, the bread and butter to a degree is probably what we were talking about originally.
It's sure.
All the stuff in the summer, getting out there on stage.
That's it.
But Roscommon for the first time.
Roscommon the first time was meant to be beautiful, and the Ash are playing and the Undertones, and it's going to be a savage show. I'm going to kill it anyway, I'll tell you this. I'm going to give it everything, 110%, and I'm going to try and lift everybody for a week. They'll be high for a week with a bit of luck.
Everybody who goes lucky enough to go to Night and Day next weekend, 28th, 29th and 30th of June in Roscommon. Just Google Night and Day, you'll find out all the detail. Damien mentioned some of the other artists who are going to be there. It's a brilliant lineup. Damien's going to be in the Ivy Gardens then as well, the 19th and 20th of July, and Electric Picnic as well. You'll be able to hear him in the middle of August. Damien Dempsey, it's been a real pleasure.
Kieran, thank you very much. Thanks for talking to me. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.